Today we're talking with Dr. Karen Cassaday about overprotection and overindulgence and how to help the anxious parent. Dr. Cassaday is the owner and clinical director of the Anxiety and Agoraphobia Treatment Center in Northbrook, Illinois. Dr. Cassaday, can you describe what you mean by an overprotective or overindulgent parent, especially the effects such a parent has on a child with an anxiety disorder?
Well, first, we know that parental overprotection or overindulgence is an impediment to successful treatment. And not only that, it also is a predictor of difficulty for the child as they're maturing and trying to attempt regular life tasks. So not just exposure therapy or cognitive therapy, but trying to do things like successfully being independent at college, with jobs, handling regular stressors in life. And what do we mean by overprotection and overindulgence? Well, we're not talking about parents who care about their kids. We're talking about parents who view their major task of parenting as being one to make their child feel loved and happy and special. And they view successful parenting as producing a child who's happy all the time, who doesn't experience emotional distress, who is special, able to do special things, and then they accidentally start to try and prevent them from having contact with all the inevitable conflicts and difficulties. And overindulgent, overprotective parents also believe that negative emotion is dangerous because it impairs their child's happiness. And so things such as anxiety or a child having a tantrum because they're asked to do an exposure task is seen as a failure in parenting and something that's psychologically traumatic for the child.
Who identifies such a parent? Do parents ever self-identify, or is it up to the therapist to point out the deleterious behavior?
Well, our experience has been that the way overprotective parents and overindulgent parents see themselves as being parents who are better at loving their children than other parents. And they see themselves as parents who are willing to go the extra mile, willing to suffer more, to research more, to invest more in their child, and they usually are blind to the fact that their behaviors are interfering with their child's success in life. The dilemma is they do realize their child is distressed and having a problem. They are treatment-seeking, but they view the problem as the therapist needs to make the child feel good and to do it without creating any more family conflict or additional burden on the parent or the child.
So how do you handle resistance on the part of the parents, and especially when the parents are easily alienated or put off by therapists?
Well, the first thing is we try very hard to empathize with them, and we do it in a particular way. We talk to them about, I can tell you are willing to go to the mat for your child. You are willing to do anything to help your child feel well, and that your love is so strong that it's actually getting in the way of treatment. And so we help them understand that we understand your motivation as a parent. You're trying to do a good job. You're loving your child. And then what we do is we try to share research with them. So to give them an empirical foundation for why this isn't helpful. And we do things such as telling them that the research on self-esteem shows that having high self-esteem actually is not correlated with managing distress. The state of California did a study for 13 years, the Free to Be You and Me curriculum in all their public schools, where they each week had children affirming each other, teachers affirming the children, saying things like, you're special because. And what they found during the course of the study is over 13 years, ratings of self-esteem decreased in the children in public school in California. And other research has shown the way you really develop self-esteem and character is by overcoming adversity. And so we try to talk to parents about, you know, why did the Marine Corps call themselves the few, the proud, the Marines? It's because they have the most difficult and most challenging job. Theoretically speaking, I realize Army and Navy would disagree, but
it's because, Air Force.
And Air Force and Coast Guard,
yes.
And National Guard.